Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today, we're talking about something that affects nearly every business owner we know, marketing that's scattered across too many tools.
The article is CRM as your marketing engine, funnels, campaigns, and conversions in one platform by Brett Allegray-Wood on the Anabu AI blog. And the framing alone is worth the read.
So let's start with the problem Brett lays out. Most SMEs have a marketing stack that looks like this. An email tool here, a landing page builder there, an ad dashboard, a chat widget, and a CRM that doesn't talk to any of them properly.
And you're stitching it all together with spreadsheets.
Exactly. That fragmentation creates data silos, inconsistent customer experiences, and hidden technical costs. Brett's argument is that a CRM should be the single source of truth for your AI, your customers, your sales, and your marketing.
One place where everything lives. That's a significant shift for most owners.
It is. And the article breaks down how it works in practice. Let's start with funnels. In this platform, funnels are visual and dynamic. You're not just drawing a flowchart. You're attaching automations and conversational touchpoints at each stage.
So if someone abandons a booking form,
a conversation bot re-engages them with a specific message. If a prospect clicks multiple product pages, a sales bot triggers internal notifications and can schedule a callback. The funnel adapts in real time based on what the prospect is actually doing.
That's the part that gets me. Most businesses I talk to have a funnel that's basically a static landing page and a follow-up email 3 days later.
Right. And the other big piece is campaigns. Brett makes the point that running a campaign without accurate segmentation is wasted budget. Because the CRM holds all the customer data, purchase history, lifecycle stage, engagement score, custom fields, you're building audiences from real attributes, not just people who opened an email once.
And you're sending across multiple channels from the same place. Email, SMS, in-app messaging, voice bots.
All from one campaign canvas. And the performance data, opens, clicks, conversions, revenue attribution, flows back into the contact record. So you can see which campaign generated actual pipeline, not just vanity metrics.
That closed loop piece is massive. I've worked with businesses that have no idea which of their marketing channels is actually making the money.
Now, the part I think most listeners will find most interesting, the conversion tools. Brett lists five types of bots built into the platform.
Walk us through them.
AI voice bots that answer questions, qualify callers, and take appointments. Conversation bots for web chat, SMS, and messaging apps. Sales bots that follow scripts and record call summaries. Database reactivation bots that re-engage cold leads with tailored win-back sequences. And reputation bots that solicit reviews and escalate negative feedback for service recovery.
And because they're all inside the CRM, every interaction immediately updates the contact record.
Yes. Brett gives a few real-world examples. A new lead comes in from a paid social ad, a bot answers initial questions, a sales bot schedules a demo, the lead goes into a nurture funnel, and by the time a sales rep picks up the phone, they can see the lead's full history before the call.
Which is a completely different conversation from a cold call.
Completely different. The other workflow I liked was dormant customers. A reactivation bot sends personalized offers via email and SMS, bookings can be made directly with an AI voice bot, and successful reactivations are logged as revenue and attributed to the campaign automatically.
The question I'd push back on, isn't this just for bigger businesses? Because every time someone says all in one platform, I think enterprise price tag and a 6-month implementation.
Brett directly addresses that. Core setup, pre-built funnel templates, bot scripts, teams go live in weeks, not months. And non-technical staff can update funnels, adjust automations, and modify conversation flows through a visual interface. The marketing manager can do it, not just a developer.
And pricing is built for SMEs and franchise groups. Enterprise-class features without enterprise-class price tags, as Brett puts it.
That's the offer. And it matters because the platform is also built for multi-location businesses and franchise groups. Local marketing autonomy with centralized controls and shared data models.
The framing that sticks with me is this. Source of truth for AI, customers, sales, and marketing. Because if your CRM can't do that, your AI tools are just working from bad data.
Which is where a lot of AI projects quietly fail.
So what's the one thing a listener should do this week?
Pick the one funnel in your business with the most drop-off, whether that's a booking flow, a lead form, or a post-purchase sequence, and write down every step where you currently lose the data. That tells you exactly where a single source of truth would pay for itself.
And if you want to see what that looks like mapped to your own business, the full article is at anabu.ai.
And while you're there, you can book a free AI audit. Brett and the team will look at what you're running now and show you where bringing it together would actually move the needle.
Worth 10 minutes of your time.
Thanks for listening.